Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. A warm welcome to the second of our four-part series featuring music from the 2016 Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. Running since 2003, this very popular festival has presented amazing music from the finest artists in bluegrass, with big names like the James King Band, Balsam Range, and Front Country. And we were there again this year to record more outstanding performances. Today, the spotlight is on the five-member band Breaking Grass from Mississippi. They are Cody Farrar on guitar, Tyler White on fiddle, Jody Elmore on banjo, Zach Wooten on mandolin, and Britt Sheffield on bass. As you may have already guessed from their name, Breaking Grass, these guys take traditional bluegrass music and twist and bend it, or grass up popular tunes, without actually breaking anything. But first, before we get into the music, here's a little background info courtesy of Whitehorse producer Steve Gedrose. It's part of an interview he had with the band during the festival.
Hi, my name is Steve Gedrose, and we're coming at you from the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival here in downtown Haines Junction, Yukon. I'm here with the members of Breaking Grass. Welcome, guys, and thanks for taking the time to speak to me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure. Okay, why don't you introduce yourselves? We'll just go around the table and tell us your role in the band.
Sure. My name's Cody Farrar. I'm the majority of the time lead singer. I also play acoustic guitar for the group.
And I am Tyler White. I don't sing at all, but I'm the fiddle player for the group.
Okay.
I'm Britt Sheffield. I play bass and sing harmony mostly and a little lead.
Okay.
My name is Zach Wooten, and I'm the mandolin player for the band, and I do a little bit of harmony and lead vocals.
Great.
I'm Jody Elmore. I handle the banjo. I'm the newest member, so
okay.
I've only been on board a couple months.
Okay. I always start off by asking about band names because I know it's really an important thing, and I'm just wondering how Breaking Grass came to be. Can somebody talk to me about that?
Well, we really don't know, but no. Actually, we just kind of thought of something when we were starting the band. I know just something to kind of break the boundaries of bluegrass because we don't all come from a bluegrass background, or, you know, we don't all have the same influence in our music, so we wanted something to kind of break the boundaries out of bluegrass but still have that bluegrass element within it.
Right. Well, it's funny because when I did a search, I kept coming up with Breaking Glass, which is a David Bowie music. So I just thought, boy, what a difference one letter makes, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
Well, let's begin with how the band was formed. How did you guys come together playing?
We've been together close to 8 years now. We all knew each other from the, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of the music
scene.
Okay. Local music scene.
Yeah.
And wanted to do something for our community, make music for our community, and really didn't have any plans of going further than that. But we got together and got a good reaction, and like I said, that was 8 years ago. We've been going ever since.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. I've really been enjoying Justice Strong, your CD from 2014. And that looks like it's your third recording. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I just love that track, Shine. Who can tell me how that song came to be? It's just such a different feel to it than a lot of the other music.
It's a lot different. I know, at least for my opinion on it, when Cody kind of came to us with the idea, he first came to us with the idea, and he had just a small melody, and he was like, you know, here, he was just kind of humming it, what this is what we should think it should sound like, you know. And yeah. I was trying to play that on fiddle. I was like, well, I want something mellow, so I used the fifth string on my fiddle, and then the other guys kind of joined in and helped write some words on the back porch of a cabin, actually, in Georgia one night. We were sitting on the river. It was dark out, and that's where that song kind of came to be, and then Cody finished it up, and it's where it is now. Some of the other guys might have a little opinion on it, I know.
Yeah.
Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So it sounds like a real organic process. You just had this little germ, and everybody kind of helped contribute parts. And,
sure.
Oh, that's really cool. I love it when it works like that. Now, do you guys tour your songs before you go into the studio, or what's that process?
Do you
play them live, tour them before you record, mm-hmm. or do you record first and then tour that work, or which way does it work?
We like to try them out for our audiences, see how it feels, you know, how their reaction is, and then go from there.
And so does everybody bring music to the band? Is that how it goes, or?
The principal songwriter is Cody.
Right, right. And so there's a similar process to Shine, or do you come with fully formed songs and everybody just figures out their part? Or
most of the time I've got an idea and I'll show it to the guys to see if they like it or not.
Okay.
And from there it's really a group effort.
Yeah, yeah. I know that other people I've talked to, they say that they've come with an idea, but the band brings so much more to it. It's exactly. It's a totally different song mm-hmm. in the end. Has that kind of been your experience?
Yes, a lot of times I've come to them with a song, and by the end it'll be completely different than what I had in mind, and it's usually for the better.
Hopefully better. Yeah, good. That's perfect. Yeah, that's great. Now, I see that you're working with Mountain Fever Records now. I have a lot of respect for that outfit. Have they been good to work with?
They have. Yes. Mark Hodges is great.
He's been great. He's a cut up, and that's the good thing about it. We get to record with him, and we also get to have a friend, you know,
kind of in the family process.
Yeah, really, no kidding, that's great. Yeah. Well, we've had Junior Sisk here. We've had Alan Bybee, of course, Spinney Brothers, a lot of your label mates. And I see this year we have Goldheart and Nothing Fancy are all mm-hmm. on the same label. So they must be doing something right to get the great stable of bands like that. And so you record at their facility. Is that how it goes?
The last album we did record at their facility, and we're in negotiation right now where we're going to record the next one.
Okay.
It will be with Mountain Fever Records.
Okay.
We're just unsure of the location.
I see. And do they suggest a producer, or do you guys bring somebody? How does that go?
Ramsey is their house producer. Yes.
Okay. And you worked with them on the last record?
Yes.
I see. So that was a good...
Very good.
You guys are happy, obviously. Yeah,
he's a great... That's what Aaron can pick up any instrument, and, you know, that's the good thing about him is if he has an idea, it's not, you know, just an idea he can kind of hum to you or give to you. He can actually pick up the instrument and play it.
No kidding. He
can just pick up
just
anything.
Just try this feel or this pick and pattern or whatever it is.
He's literally,
wow.
Any instrument that we play, he picked it up and showed us what would sound better.
Of course you'll know it.
And was he right?
He was right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yes. That's great. Well, no wonder you like working with that. That's fantastic. You don't often get that kind of support.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe you can talk about, I know that I've read in your bios that you've had music in your families, most of you guys. So maybe we can go around the table and everybody can tell me about their influences that they, you know, music they've listened to in the past and have influenced their playing.
Sure. I grew up with a lot of... I can't remember what they called it, but church hymns.
Okay.
My parents loved
gospel
going
music.
To gospel singing
okay.
and things like that.
Yeah.
My mother was a big Elvis fan.
Okay.
And, of course, going through high school, I listened to rock.
Sure.
And I was kind of a late bloomer to bluegrass, but once I heard it, it kind of took a hold, and I've been with that ever since.
Okay.
So I've got a good foundation of all different kinds of music.
Great, great. Which influences your writing, I'm sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's go around the table.
I know I don't have any music in my family as far as that goes. I'm the only musician in our family. I mean, we have a couple people way on back, you know, that play, but I'm the only person, especially fiddle, that plays. But my influence really comes from, I mean, I listen to a lot of music. I listen to anything from, I mean... I may be listening to a rock CD, maybe listening to a bluegrass CD, I may be listening to a country radio station, a mainstream country, an older country, I may be listening to even rap music. I mean, it's just, I'm very kind of diverse in that, even though I'm kind of set in my ways a little bit on bluegrass sometimes, I do listen to a lot of other music.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Okay, oh, that's great. Let's keep going here.
Ever since I was a child, I remember my mom playing piano.
Okay.
And so when I was in second grade, I started piano lessons, and
sure.
then I started guitar lessons in middle school, and I was in band in high school, and I always listened to rock. And then when I got to college, I started playing country, and then that's when I met Cody, and he said, "Hey, we need a banjo player. You think you can try to play?" So I was like, "Yeah." So I bought a banjo, and he's like, "All right, well, we need a bass player now. You want to try that?"
so you did.
That didn't work for me. So
yeah. No. Okay.
Been the bass player now for about 8 years. And,
yeah. Okay.
Influence. I listen to everything. I still listen to rock and country and bluegrass and anything.
Okay, how about you, Zach?
Well, my story is actually kind of similar to Britt's.
Okay.
I grew up listening to gospel music and
sure.
church and everything, and my mother played piano, and when I was about 8, I started taking piano lessons, and
okay.
on into middle school, I took some guitar lessons, and my guitar teacher started like a little kids band, and he played bluegrass.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I got tied into the bluegrass scene some, and just somehow along the way picked up the mandolin, and I guess I was about 12 or 13 at the time.
Okay.
And just kind of fell in love with it, and here I am.
Yeah, here you are. Okay.
Similar story. My mom played organ and piano in church,
okay.
So I grew up around that. But as far as, like, musical taste, my dad kind of influenced me. He brought home, like, a compilation tape, like
right.
Flatt & Scruggs, Stanley Brothers, all those, you know, first-generation musicians. And just basically made me listen to it.
Okay.
And didn't like it at first. And
you were fighting it?
I want my George Strait and Garth Brooks
okay,
back, you know,
okay,
stuff like that.
Okay.
And I got to listen to it and kept listening to it and just really fell in love with that sound and kind of focused on the banjo. And started playing banjo when I was 13.
Okay.
And my FFA ag teacher in school was my my banjo teacher.
I see. Okay.
So I played banjo and electric bass in a rock band
right.
through high school. And then got out and started playing, you know, gospel music and more bluegrass, some country.
Okay. Well, I really look forward to seeing you guys play. It sounds like you have a lot of fun with what you do, and most people are not in jobs they enjoy that much. So
sure.
good on you, and I wish you much success in the future, and thanks so much for speaking to me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate
Peter,
it.
Thank you too, man.
Thank you.
Of course, you can listen to Steve Gedros' full interview with Breaking Grass on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just click on the Jam Live link. Okay, now for the music. Mississippi is well known for its deep roots of blues. What's less well known is that this southern state is also home to many great bluegrass bands. We are delighted to present one of these in this episode. Here is Breaking Grass.
Shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. Everybody knows the reason for the fall. When one tempted man down in paradise's hall, that one tempted me and took me for a ride. And like a lonely fox, boys, I need a place to hide. She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox
on the run.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pour a glass of wine to fortify our soul. We'll talk about the world and the friends we used to know. I see a string of girls who put me on the floor. The game is nearly over and the hounds are at my door. She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
So much.
I was born on the mountain where I learned the miner's trade. Thought that I wanted freedom. Lord, I wish that I had stayed. A man in town. Songs, I find freedom. I place my soul, rest in peace. I'd rather die in old Virginia than to live in misery.
Thank you all very much.
This is one that we don't have out on the album yet. It's a brand new song that we're still in the process of learning ourselves, and I hope you like it. It's called Warning Signs. See flames, I see smoke, little clues to let me know I should leave my things and go. Lord, the place is burning. Water rushing in my house, see my memories floating out. Brother, I don't have to drown, know the lip is breaking. All my life I've seen them, warning signs just ahead of time. This one took me by surprise. If I'd only seen it coming, I'd be running. But here we are, you and I. Think I love you. The way the sky starts turning green, the way the leaves blow through the trees. Brother, you know what that means. There's a storm coming. When that foundation starts to shake, when the ground begins to quake, I stay on my knees and pray. Aftershocks or something. All my life I've seen them, warning signs just ahead of time. This one took me by surprise. If I'd only seen it coming, I'd be running, but here we are, you and I. Think I love you. I think I love you. Sweaty hands, starry eyes, thinking of you day and night. Oh, I must be going blind to not have seen the symptoms. The way I'm nervous when we speak, the way my knees keep going weak. What is happening to me? The victor now, a victim. All my life I've seen them, warning signs just ahead of time. This one took me by surprise. If I'd only seen it coming, I'd be running, but here we are, you and I. I think I love you. I think I love you.
I'm in April in December, 1981. Your smile so easy to remember. April rain is my first love. I was new to Mississippi. Smelling the kudzu takes me back to that old high school where she kissed me. I bet she don't remember that. And that's the April that I dream of, not the person she became. My teen angel has a habit, and she thinks she has to have it, and all that's left is the name. April rain is coming down on the other side of town with a man she probably doesn't love. Mississippi's waking up. April rain is coming down. When I left Houston, she let the bottle take my place. When the whiskey could not do the trick, guess she had to up the fix. Now she just can't shake the taste. April rain is coming down on the other side of town with a man she probably doesn't love. Mississippi's waking up. April rain is coming down. April rain is coming down.
When I close my eternal, when I take my journey home, there in heaven I'll no longer lonesome be. I'll have brothers, I'll have sisters, they will call me by my name. There in heaven I'll no someday. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'll find peace on that shore, there forever with the Father and Lord.
lonesome be. There'll be no more tears of sorrow, only joy forevermore. There in heaven, I'll no longer lonesome be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'll find peace on that shore. There forever the Father, an orphan no more. He will send me at His table. He will call me by my name. There in heaven, I'll no longer lonesome be. There in heaven, I'll no
a fountain. How long will your ghost visit me? Sweet Ava, I can hear you calling me. Sweet Ava, darling, won't you rest in me? Your father denied me your hand. He swore if he found us together, your face I would not see again. Sweet Ava, I can hear you calling me. Sweet Ava, darling, won't you rest in peace? He found us and came with his pistol for me. When I fired my weapon to stop him, his bullet you gladly received. Sweet Ava, I can hear you calling me. Sweet Ava, darling, won't you rest in peace? Sweet Ava, I can hear you calling me. Sweet Ava, darling, won't you rest in peace?
That old grave is just a hole in the ground. That old grave is just a hole in the ground. Dig it shallow, dig it deep, it don't matter much to me. That old grave is just a hole in the ground. Mama, don't you waste your tears on me. No, mama, don't you waste your tears on me. When they lay my body down, then my soul will not be found. Oh, mama, don't you waste your tears on me. That old grave is just a hole in the ground. That old grave is just a hole in the ground. Dig it shallow, dig it deep, it don't matter much to me. That old grave is just a hole in the ground. Brother, don't remember me in grief. No, brother, don't remember me in grief. I've walked on streets of gold before my body has grown cold. Oh, brother, don't remember me in grief. That old grave is just a hole in the ground. That old grave is just a hole in the ground. Dig it shallow, dig it deep, it don't matter much to me. That old grave is just a hole in the ground.
Style.
She got that southern smile. She goes the extra mile to drive the whole place wild. So carry on, Caroline. Keep on doing what you're doing. Boys in the band all approve. Carry on, Carolina. Keep on doing what you're doing to me. You got it going on, so carry on.
Up here, I can't see. I was wondering if y'all were still out there or not. We are Breaking Grass. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for letting us come out here and play some music for y'all folks. You have the most beautiful home that we've ever been to. Thank you for sharing it with us. Where I belong.
just give me a jar and a fiddle tune. High on the mountain, that's where I call home. High on the mountain, the only life I've known, that's where I belong.
Thank you all.
We've got 3 albums out now. All of our albums are all original songs that we've written and arranged and recorded, and we're going to do one of those for you now. This is one called Digging Up Georgia.
Come and gone. Do your memory remains? But my love is just as strong as the day you went away. Just smell the summer on your skin. I still taste the peaches on my lips. Ooh-hoo. I'm digging up Georgia. Hot Atlanta nights, I'm digging up Georgia, and your memory is burying me alive. Like a distant melody, playing lonesome in my mind. Your voice is calling me back across that Georgia line. What I'd give to let you go, later as what's dead and gone. Ooh, I'm digging up Georgia, resurrecting those hot Atlanta nights. I'm digging up Georgia. Your memory is burying me alive. I'm digging up Georgia.
Well, these next few songs we're going to do are for you, sir. These are songs that that weren't bluegrass when they came out, but we've took them and kind of put our spin on them, grassed them up the best we could. This is some of our favorite songs that we've picked from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, right on up till today. I hope there's at least one in there that you're going to recognize. If you do, y'all clap and let us know.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her like one that I never seen. Give her two lips like rose clover. Tell her that her lonely nights are over. Sandman, I'm all alone. Ain't got nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beams, Mr. Sandman. My fire, the one.
I see you driving around town with a girl I love. I'm like, forget you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too. And if I was richer, I'd still be with you.
For coming out, we appreciate y'all so much. Well, this is a song that we've been blessed to, that they play on Sirius XM some. This is one of our originals called Shine. I hope you enjoy it. First taste still burns on my tongue. The old man's glass jar has brought me so far from where I was to what I have become. Shine. If you want it, I can get it. Check your porch in a night or two. Got judges in my pocket. Don't worry, son, the law is thirsty too for shine. What would you do to survive? Between pride and fear, son, the choice was clear. Grandpa words rang through my mind. Said it's time to between pride.
That was a live performance by Breaking Grass from Mississippi, recorded on June 11th and 12th, 2016 at the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. We would like to thank the Yukon Bluegrass Music Society for all their support. Also, a big thank you to Steve Gedros for preparing and conducting the interview. This show is brought to you by Junction Arts and Music, written and produced by Dieter Gade, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this show, there's lots more to entertain you on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just go to the Jam Live page.